Hi, everyone. My name is Christopher Millsap. Several months ago, I brought you a podcast on the accessibility features in Android cell phones. There had been some very positive progress in overall accessibility in cell phones in the last year with full accessibility out of the box with the iPhone. And on Android, there was not a complete accessibility solution, but there were some very promising first steps, where accessibility was built into the operating system and there was a screen reader built into the operating system as well that allowed you to read settings and to use Twitter and Facebook fairly well. My original podcast covered all of that material, but I pointed out that there was still quite a ways to go in Android. Two of the things that stood out as being inaccessible and were huge problems for those who might want to adopt the Android platform or get an Android cell phone who happened to be blind or visually impaired, were that the Android platform didn't provide accessibility for email or for browsing. Well, I'm happy to report that as of about a week and a half ago, there is now an email client on Android for free, which allows for fully accessible email access, both sending and receiving mail and browsing your inbox. This email client is by the Ideal Corporation, which is a nonprofit corporation which is committed to accessibility for the disabled. I'm going to demonstrate installing and using this application in this podcast with a Motorola Droid and show you what it's capable of doing. Now, the name of the accessible email client that I'm going to install is called the Ideal Canine Email Client. The Canine Email Client is an open source email client on Android that is used by power users on Android to do things like have multiple email accounts attached to their phone's inbox so that they can browse any of the accounts that they have in the real world on their phone. The Ideal team took the Canine Email Client, which is open source, and rewrote portions of it so that it will be fully accessible to blind individuals or visually impaired people. I'm going to, as I said, install this client using the Android Market, just as you normally would, set it up for my own Gmail account, and then show you some of the things that it can do. So now I'm going to go to the Android Market and install the Ideal Canine email application. So here we go. I have TalkBack already on my Motorola Droid. I've opened the Droid up so that the keyboard is showing, and I'm going to use the D-pad to navigate around my home screen. So here I go.
The Weather Channel. China Lifelike. Seismic.
So I'm browsing Music. Through my apps here.
Facebook. Market.
I go to the Android Market and click in the center of the D-pad.
Market. Clicked.
Okay. So I'm in the Market now.
X Browse Entertainment.
And it is reading to me what's on the home screen of the Market right now. And what I want to do instead is search for an app. So what I'm going to do is press one of the virtual buttons that are on the top right-hand corner, the very top right-hand corner of the screen folded out. You'll feel a little vibration when you press it, but that's the search button in all applications. So I'm going to press the search button right now.
Edit box. Search Android Market. Alert Search Android Market. Edit box. Search Android Market.
Okay, it's letting me know that I have the edit box for the search of the Market open. So I'm going to type in the name of the program, which is Ideal Canine is what I'm going to search for. So I. It doesn't pronounce the A right, as you can hear. Okay, and now I've done that. So what I'm going to do is, now that I've entered the text in, I'm going to right arrow on the D-pad over to the search button, which unfortunately is not pronounced. So I right arrow once, and then I press the
searching. Ideal accessible K9 email free Ideal Group, Incorporated Android Development Team.
Okay, so as you can hear, I found it. So I'm going to click on the center of the D-pad to select that one item that was found. That's the only one that was found, which is the email client that we're looking for.
Details. Install. Rated.
All right. This is the screen that shows you the ratings and description of the app.
So. Ideal K9 Email is an Android-based email client that is accessible using Google's TalkBack and other Android screen readers. This is based on the K9 Email application, an open-source email client based on the email application shipped with the initial release of Android. Free and open-source as part of Raising the Floor. Version 1.0, 1.49 megabyte.
Okay. So as you can hear, that was a description of the application. Now, to get that, I had to down arrow on the D-pad on the Droid. So I'm going to down arrow again a couple more times to get through the text here.
Jialin7/14/2010 good mail client, but seems my Hotmail settings does not work.
Okay, these are reviews from users.
2010 intermittent sync issue. I wish there is July 37th of the 8th to read all comments.
So I'm scrolling through the... Scrolling down, still.
Visit the developer's webpage. /apps4android.org/k9.
Okay, and keep
send email to developer.
Scrolling down.
Flag as inappropriate. Tell market if you find the application or this screen to have objectionable content. Install.
Now I finally scroll down to the bottom of the page where the install button is, and I'm going to click on that. And the way I click, as usual, is pressing the center of the D-pad.
Security permissions. This application has access to the following. No permissions required. Storage modify/delete SD card contents your personal information. Read contact data. Read owner data. Network communication. Full internet access. System tools. Prevent phone from sleeping. Show all.
Okay. Now, before you install an Android application, you get a list of security permissions that the application needs. This is to keep rogue applications off of the phone by alerting users to what an application needs to run. For example, there's no reason for a basic calculator application to be location aware. So if you want to use location services in an Android application, you have to ask permission from the user to get the location. You also have to ask permission for things like using the internet and so forth. So these permissions are all listed and you have to approve them.
Sure.
This brings me to a little bit of a problem, which is very frustrating because I covered it in the first podcast. Unfortunately, when you reach the security screen, you cannot scroll down to the point of clicking on the OK button. So what you have to do, and this is sort of ridiculous, and they need to fix it, is to touch the left-hand side, the bottom left-hand corner of the screen of the device, about half an inch or so in from the absolute bottom left-hand corner of the screen above the keyboard. When you do this, you'll click on the OK button. It's really unfortunate that you have to do this, but this is the one drawback, and they really need to repair this issue.
Click. Searching.
Okay, and it's now downloading my selection. It may take a little while.
Successfully installed. Ideal accessible K9 email.
Okay, so it's successfully installed it now, and I need to go back to the home screen. Now, I'm back on the home screen, and I need to browse to the Ideal K9 Mail application so that I can configure it to access my Gmail account. So, newly installed apps on an Android phone usually don't have shortcuts on the home screen because you have to create those. And usually you would create them for those apps that you need to use all the time. All apps, however, are in what's called the app drawer in Android. So in order to find any installed app on the phone, rather than just the shortcuts that you have on the home screen, you have to go over to the app drawer, open it up, and search through it. So that's what we're going to do. So I'm going to browse over to the app drawer by using the D-pad on the home screen.
Seismic. Music. Facebook. Sliding drawer handle.
So that's the sliding drawer handle for the app drawer. I'm going to open it.
Clicked. Sliding drawer opened.
So now we're in the app drawer.
On 3D Bench.
So all the apps on the phone are now shown, and you can browse through them just like you would browse through the shortcuts on the home screen, the apps that have been installed there.
Battery time light. Calorie Counter. Chicago Transit Tracker Light. Double Twist. Ping Gadget. Mail. Groove Shark. Hi-Fi Quarter. Ideal Canine Mail.
So that's the one we're looking for, so I'm going to click on it.
Ideal Canine Mail. Welcome to Ideal Canine Mail Setup. Ideal Canine Mail is a modified version of the wonderful Canine Mail app. It has been modified for enhanced accessibility and is compatible with screen readers on Android such as TalkBack and Steel. K9 is an open source mail client for Android originally based on the standard Android mail client. K9's improved features include asterisk push mail using iMapiable asterisk better performance asterisk message refiling asterisk email signatures asterisk to self asterisk folder subscriptions.
Okay, that was the message that you receive on setup. So you need to scroll down here until you get to the next button, which means you'll probably have to scroll down two or three times.
Next.
Okay. So you click on the next button.
Clicked. Set up a new account. Edit box. Email address.
And now it's asking me for my email address so that I can connect my Gmail account to the Ideal Canine client here. So I'm going to enter it. Now I've entered my email address. Now I scroll down once with a D-pad.
Password.
And it wants my password, so I'm going to enter that. As you noticed, when I enter my password, it does not say anything. It makes little noises, but it doesn't actually echo anything. Now I've entered my password in my email account, so I'm going to click on the next button here.
Checking settings, please wait. Click here to cancel.
So it's contacting Gmail and verifying that my account is the right one, and that I've entered my credentials correctly.
Accounts, full, christopher.milzip@mail.com, inbox, integrated inbox all messages and integrated folder 0.
So now it's telling me that it has verified that my account credentials were good and that it's going to integrate the Gmail account into the integrated inbox in K9. You can use the integrated inbox if you have multiple email accounts that you want to set up, but you can also browse down on the account screen, which is where I am right now, to take you to the actual single account, the Gmail account. So right now what it's doing is contacting Google to download messages from my mail server from Gmail. The first time that this happens, it will download the latest 25 messages from your inbox. And this will be a very noisy process because as email messages come into the system, and that includes when they're downloaded, it will notify you that each individual message comes in. So as each message comes in, the subject and the sender and the time the message was sent is read to you. Well, now I've allowed the last 25 messages to come into my Gmail account to sync to the phone, which took about a minute. And as I said, every time a message comes in, including when they're syncing, you get notified. So you can turn the notification off. It's in the account menu of Ideal Canine Mail. But by default, it's on, and so each time a message comes in to the email system, you are notified by voice that the message has come in. So I have browsed down and am now in my Gmail inbox.
Not checked. Think Geek Battles Angry Sun with a summer sale. Think Geek Overlords 8:17 p.m. Not checked.
So these are messages that I've received.
Not checked. Reply. Has anybody played with the Droid X Kelly Prescott 7:31 p.m. Not checked. Not checked. Question for other Vela users. Rusty Perez 5:48 p.m. Not checked. Reply. Multi-touch Dominic Masney 3:21 p.m. Not checked. Reply, multi-touch. To clarify, TalkBack doesn't currently get any feedback when you use arrows to navigate editable text. It does get feedback when you add or delete text, which is how it speaks characters you type or delete. This could be solved by using a custom IME that talks or communicates with TalkBack. You could still edit using the keyboard. The IME could describe that. Anyway, we're aware of this and it's definitely a solvable problem. With any luck.
And I selected an email message entitled Multitouch, and it just read the email message. It reads everything that's on the screen. So in order to keep reading, you would have to scroll down. There's another way to keep reading, and that is if you wanted to go line by line through the message, you can touch the center of the screen of your phone.
Clicked. Ideal K9 mail.
And it will allow you to go line by line through the message.
To clarify, TalkBack doesn't currently get any feedback when you use arrows to navigate. Editable text. It does get feedback when you add or delete text, which is how it speaks characters you type or delete. This could be solved by using a custom IME that talks or communicates with TalkBack. You could still edit using the keyboard. The IME could describe that. Anyway, we're aware of this and it's definitely a solvable problem. With any luck. Before too long, there should be a way to get great feedback while you are editing. Text. Dominic.
So I've gone line by line through that message. Now, if I want to get back out to outside of the single line view of the message, which I was using to navigate around, I can hit the back button on my phone.
Reply, multi-touch. To clarify, TalkBack.
And that gets me back into the main message.
Text.
If I hit back
it
again,
when you add or delete text, which is
it will take me back.
Milson@mail.com. Inbox left square bracket 219 right square bracket. Christopher.Milson.
Now I'm back in my inbox again. So you can now read mail on Android. It's not as stable as I would like. This is a release of an email client that's less than about a week and a half old. So there are still defects here and there with reliability, and hopefully that will change over the next few weeks or so. You can send messages, but you could, to some degree, send messages before as far as typing them out and typing out the messages, recipients and so forth. So the problem of email is well on the way to being solved on Android. It's clear that the ideal K9 email client will really help to allow someone who wants to use an Android phone to send and receive mail to do so who is visually impaired. As I said, it could use some more improvement and some polishing, but it's well on the way. In addition to the accessible email client, the Ideal Group also is working on an accessible browser. And they already have certain very early pieces of that done. I'm not going to show you that today because I feel that most users simply would not get any benefit from it right now because it requires quite a bit of under-the-hood technical tinkering. It requires you to use a browser on Android that allows for a JavaScript bit of code to be run for every web page that's loaded into the browser. So, but that work is ongoing and there's a lot of promise there. So the last two major problems on Android, browsing and email, are well on their way to being solved. Now, would I, if I was a blind or visually impaired person, use an Android phone right now? Well, that really depends. I think, given the state of things right now, the best bet is still the iPhone. But there are people who are more technically adventurous and who are prepared to deal with a situation where the product is usable but it's sort of in a beta form. Those kind of people can begin to think about using an Android phone now. In addition to that, there are people who find the gestures on the iPhone difficult, and using the D-pad to do most of the work on the phone might be more appealing to them on an Android phone. And finally, the elephant in the room is AT&T. The AT&T network in the United States is simply horrible. I don't know of any iPhone users out there who really enjoy that network. They use it because they have to. And I have friends with iPhones and routinely get dropped calls from them. So Android phones are on all of the other carriers as well as AT&T, so you have a choice of carriers. Now, for the vast majority of blind and visually impaired people, I would say still wait about 3 to 6 months before you take the plunge and decide to get an Android phone. For those who are adventurous technically and know what they're doing, you can start to think about getting an Android phone, and I would recommend probably the Motorola Droid or the Motorola Droid 2 because they both have keyboards, hardware keyboards, which are much easier to use than any kind of a virtual keyboard. I will warn you that still we have problems with accessibility and calendaring. We have occasional instability with TalkBack, the screen reader, where it just simply sometimes won't read. That problem has gotten much less in the current versions of TalkBack than they were initially when I first got my Motorola Droid several months ago, as they've updated the OS and updated TalkBack. So if you're still ready to take the plunge and go for an Android phone, I will remind you that if you buy a cell phone, you have 30 days to try it out and see whether or not it meets your needs. If it doesn't, in the US at least, you can always take it back for a full refund. So if you take the risk and decide that you just can't deal with it, you can always return the phone. And if you want to know more about the Ideal Group and the apps they're developing for Android, you can go to www.appsforandroid.org. That's APPS, for the number 4, ANDROID.ORG. That's a very useful website to keep track of the developments on the Ideal email client and also on their browser. In addition, if you want to follow me on Twitter, my email address should be clear from the contents of this podcast and the previous one, but if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can do so by following CMILLSAP100. That's CMILLSAP100 on Twitter. I hope you found this podcast enjoyable, and I hope that Android continues to make the kind of progress that we've been seeing so far, and that eventually we have multiple choices for blind and visually impaired people in the cell phone realm. Thanks again.